Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today is Monday, 9th of October, partly sunny morning here in Auroville on 27 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect very warm, with periods of clouds and sunshine, and over the night mostly cloudy with a thunderstorm. Chance on precipitation of 56% and on thunderstorm on 60%. Temperatures from low of 25 to high of 36 with heat index on 43 degrees Celsius. Southerly winds at 6 km per hour with occasional gusts on 17 km per hour. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 83%. The sad news that around 7 p.m. last night our Aurovillian brother Andrei Grigorachenko from Russia passed away in the family's house in Jaima at the age of 58. After a sudden faint, he left his body, possibly caused by genetic ailment, as also his father passed away in such a manner. His sons were with him at the time. Called by Orwell's ideals, Andrei came on his own in Orwell in 1985, where he was welcomed as the first Russian and lived with Sven and the late Helena in Ekta in Oromodel. He soon returned to Russia, where he and his wife Svetlana decided to go to Germany to make some money in order to both join Orwell. They arrived here in 1997 with their two young sons, Terenty and Ivan, and were accepted as Aurovillians in December 1998. Andrei's life hasn't been easy, and we pray for his smooth transition to the light. Our love and strength go to Svetlana and sons Terenty and Ivan. Let us check the schedule of calendar events, and actually today is gonna be quite busy day. At 6:30 p.m. at Kala Kendra, we are invited on an informal musical evening offered by a visiting guest, friend of Orville, Sagamitra Das Bangere, a Baul singer from Santiketan in Calcutta. And in the morning at 11 a.m., Sri Aurobindo Center for Studies India and the World, Bharat Nivas, we are invited to Bhumika Hall, where Professor Makarant Paranjape of Jawaharlal Nehru University, Delhi, will come and visit us again, because he was inspired by his last visit where Arnold gave him his book Orwell, A City for the Future. He was so deeply moved that he comes again to explore it with us. In conversation will be Suryamayi, Dipti, Bill, and Arnold also will be present. And here's another invitation, another cultural one, but when it comes to our basic needs, a very popular hearth will be celebrating the opening of its home wear space from 11 a.m. onward. In the afternoon from 3 to 5, refreshments will be served. The first floor upstairs will have everything for the home. Beds to order, mattresses, pillows, bath towels, bed sheets, pillowcases, lampshades, lights, ceramics, and a large range of plastic and stainless steel containers, glassware, dinnerware, coffee makers, fans, pressure cookers, dosa pans, and etc. Hearst team, Gillian, Tulsi, Kumar, Roy, and Palani invite us with love. On Tuesday at 10 of October at 5:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion within Desh Videsh Sanskrit Series, Gujarati Gatha. Unity Pavilion is launching a series of cultural events entitled Desh Videsh Sanskrit, to celebrate our unity and diversity and to know a little bit more about the culture of different states of India and of other countries in the world. So the first event in this series is Gujarat Gatha, taking place tomorrow, Tuesday, 10th of October. And they will start with sharing by Shrut Ben. She will speak to us about all that she loves in Gujarat, language, cuisine, folk dance, places. Then Gujarat Bhasha by Tarika Ben. Welcome to learning in a simpler way the Gujarati script and few phrases. Then it will be Garba to feel the pulse of this most popular folk dance of the state, performance by group from Pondicherry, followed by dancing together. And as last would be Gujarat Khana, to taste the most delicious homemade food prepared by Gujarati ladies in Pondicherry. And the dinner is on cost-sharing basis, and you need to sign up in advance. You can call Unity Pavilion 262-3576, or you can write them at unitypavilion@orwell.org. And here's also the note that you need to come in Gujarati dress if you can. Men in dhoti kurta and women in garga choli or sari in Gujarati style. And if you can bring a sari, volunteers will help you to wear it in Gujarati style. On Saturday, 14th of October at 3 p.m. at Do Studio Emisoire, Ecological Sanitation, a presentation by Lucas from EcoPro. This talk on EcoSan, short for Ecological Sanitation, highlights the dilemma of insufficient sanitation, the pros and cons of conventional sanitation technologies, pros and cons of EcoSan, and field experiences of EcoPro. It elaborates on the cycle of nutrients and eutrophication of water bodies and nutrition-poor wastelands reflecting current sanitation system. On the purity pollution gradient in a caste-based society, on the need for the interdisciplinary learning and cross-professional collaboration, and etc. In Lucas' series of talks on subjects of environmental health, public hygiene, agriculture and related issues, he will try to present topics with sufficient scientific basis while keeping the subjects really comprehensible to non-experts. The talks are supported with PowerPoint presentation and a lot of visual material. Bharat Nivas Cultural Group is very happy that Samgaman Group is planning to hold a community Deepavali celebration at Solar Kitchen Campus. Bharat Nivas Cultural Group regrets to inform that due to the ongoing infrastructure works in the campus and the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium being still under repair, Deepavali annual celebration cannot be organized this year. As alternative, South Chubbling space was considered, but it's not adequate for large audience. And Bharat Nivas, in collaboration with Japanese Pavilion, invites us to participate in Let's Enjoy Origami on Friday, 13th of October at 2:30 p.m. at Anam Kitchen behind Kalakendra, Bharat Nivas. And in case of rain, they will have a different venue, so you can come anyway. From Mutelink come invitation for a Thursday RAK, or Random Act of Kindness, at 11 a.m. at Town Hall Covered Parking, to spread the joy and happiness. And we have a savvy plea for the accommodation for the volunteers, because the 50th real anniversary is coming soon. So it's gonna be very crowded and most high season, as most guests' houses are already booked. Long-term volunteers are having trouble finding accommodation, and unfortunately, Atsavi cannot welcome foreign volunteers if they do not find lodging within Orga, since these are the requirements for the entry visa. So they are forced to turn down people that wish to come to volunteer. They would like to call out at the community at large and ask if anybody has any accommodation to offer, a capsule in your garden, a spare room in your house, extra room in your forest, and etc., especially in the months of December to March. They're asking you to let them know, and them and the volunteers would be very thankful. You can write to them at study@orvis.org/in. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. there was scream, Agni and the Truth, Let Us Work to Restore, The Veda, Part 3. With an eye-opening movies series at Unity Pavilion on Wednesday 11th, Earth 2100. On the Mother Road, the hopes of today are the realization of tomorrow. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orgradio.org.